neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
That it's a mandatory mitzvah that we should observe this coming Shabbat before Purim. It's called Parashat Zachor. So this parashat, not only is an obligation for men to come and listen to this parasha, that is three pesukim in the last parasha of Ki Tetze, Sefer Devarim, it's called Parashat Zachor. The subject is about Amalek, that before we observe the mitzvat Purim, we have to learn about Amalek. So the obligation is that we have to come to Beit Knesset to listen to the parasha, to remind ourselves about Haman and Zer Amalek, that they steal, as it says in the last Pesuk of Parashat B'Shalach, that the throne of Hashem is not complete. The Kiseh is not, as it says, Kiyad al Kes Kah, because of Amalek. So this is the obligation for everyone to come and listen to this parasha. As far as the Halakha, sometimes during the year, the children under the bar mitzvah, they read a maftir to practice and to encourage them. But Parashat Zachor is not permitted that the children over under bar mitzvah to motzi ta kahal, I mean to read for the kahal this parasha, because the command is from the Torah, and one does not become included in the mitzvah by children that they not reach the age of bar mitzvah. So it has to be an adult, it has to be a gadol to read the parasha. And also he suggested to take the best Sefer Torah that is possible for Qiriyat Parashat Zachor. And also some, such as yeshivot, that they mitpalel in other edut, such as Ashkenazim and so on, either they attend the yeshiva or they go to the Bati Kenisiyot in such edut. But Parashat Zachor must be heard from Miftah Sefaradi to be observing the mitzvah. For Sephardim, at least for Parashat Zachor, because it's from the Torah, they should listen to Parasha from Baal Qoreh Sephardi. So according to all the ideas, the opposite of Mitzvah 100%. And also at the time that the Baal Qoreh read the Parasha and mentions Amalek, they should not make noise. So Kahal would not be distracted, would not be able to listen to parasha completely, such as banging on the table and the floor and so on, just like the Haman at the time of Megillah. And also the Parashat Zachor, they should not disturb the Kahal, so the Kahal will be able to listen the parasha truly. We'll have three sessions for listening to Parashat Zachor on Shabbat. One is the Hanetz, and second Minyan, and also before Mincha, about 4:30, those that were not able to listen to Parashat Zachor, was that a shame? We repeat the Parashat Zachor.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.